Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, hello, and good morning, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, I hope that you are all doing good. It is June 1st. How did that even happen? This year is flying by, and I hope that you are up on all levels of life and living your best life and your best business. That's what it's all about. And I hope that you are doing what you love doing, being passionate. We have a great show for you today. And of course, I love giveaways. And of course, what's my favorite thing if you've been listening to me forever? Laughter. Laughter is the best medicine. And of course, Rubicon Theater Company is celebrating its 25th anniversary season. And they've got tons of things going on. And of course, they've got Ventura Live. Also, for those that don't know it, they actually have their new patio, live music, beer, wine, cocktails, and food trucks. And of course, we've got tickets. I've got tickets to give away, and I'd love to give about a couple pairs of tickets away to my listeners. I'd love to see you there. And of course, that is for this evening at 7 o'clock. We're going to start off with our phone number here, 805-419-0008. Again, 805-419-0008. You can text me comedy to get your name in. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. And I'm just going to put this affirmation out there. I am turning down the volume of negativity in my life while turning up the volume of positivity. I hope that you are all with me. And at that same time, thank you so much for tuning in here. I do want to remind you that we are already making, getting reservations for August 1st. And that is our next mixer. Our June 13th is full. And so if you would like to be a part of this and get in front of a bunch of people and have me introduce you and connect you, please text me at that number and put mixer, and that is 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. We have a great show for you today, and of course, my first guest, Jerry Rocha, Comedy Hour, and he's got some special people that are going to be with him, and we're going to hear a little bit about them. And of course, Eddie Pence, one of my really good friends that I just met, but you know when you know there's going to be somebody in your life that you know forever, he cracks me up. I can't wait to hear him and to listen to him. So we're going to start with him, and let's bring Jerry Rocha on. Jerry, are you there?
Hello, I'm here. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about, of course, this evening, and I'm super excited to be talking about this. You are going to be out here making everybody laugh, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a lot of pressure right there? Did I just put you on pressure, right? You know what's so funny? When you see a comedy come out, right, I'm like thinking, gosh, you know, like being on radio, even though I see people, but, oh, my God, you're looking at like, hello, please laugh, right, you know?
Right. It would just be nice if you said, hey, they're at least going to have an okay time, right? Like,
there
just
you
set
go.
The
there
bar there so I don't have to, yeah, that'd be better. But yeah, no, I'm very excited, for tonight. I'll have my new hour that I'll be doing at the Rubicon, which is kind of not as traditional as a stand-up comedy hours I've ever done before. This one's a lot different because it's an entire hour about my now 3-year fight with stage 4 cancer. So hence the title Cancer Culture instead of Cancel Culture. That's what the hour is going to be about. And I'm really excited for it. Like very, very excited.
Well, Jerry, you know what? First of all, thank you for sharing that. And talk to us a little bit about that. And then, you know, I mean, life is about living, right? And obviously you are doing that, and that is, you know, a tribute to you and to everybody out there with whatever they're going through in life. Talk to us about why did you put this together, and what are you going through?
Well, it was the only thing I could do. It was because I'm used to, I look at everything through the lens because of, you know, I've been a stand-up comedian, you know, professionally for a while now, but really my whole life. Like, I was always the class clown. I was always, you know, as far back as elementary school, you know, I just loved making people laugh. And so, I kind of look at everything that I experience through the lens of, well, how can I make this funny? You know, like, is there a joke in here somewhere that I could maybe, from anything, right? From, you know, being stuck in traffic to stubbing my toe to, you know, whatever, you know, like there's every day-to-day occurrence, good or bad. I'm like, how can I make this funny? And especially bad, because no one cares about when something good happens. There's nothing funny about that. It's just like, hey, you know, keep it to yourself. And, you know, like, yeah, but yeah, so when I was going, you know, of course, it was just devastating news to find out that I was diagnosed with cancer and that it was stage 4. During the entire process of getting ready for it and, you know, the surgeries, the chemo, all the treatments I was going to be undergoing, you know, I would just find myself, and of course it was, I wasn't able to perform, obviously, during all that. So I just found myself just writing a joke or two down, you know, just kind of like taking something that happened and go, oh, okay, this, well, yeah, that was, you know, what that one doctor said was actually, yeah, that was actually kind of funny. You know, like it would be the intimation. So let me see if I can construct an actual joke out of that, you know, and I just started doing that for, you know, throughout the cancer fight. And once I was fortunate enough to get to a point where I could perform again, I had about 10 minutes. And I just, okay, let's go do this. And knock on wood, it went well. And those 10 minutes have now kind of just, you know, bloomed into a full hour. And so, and an hour that I feel is now ready to kind of share with everyone, for sure.
Wow. And where are you at now? Are you okay, Jerry?
I think. Thank you for asking. I hope. It's a very, you know, it's, you know, with at least with my experience with what I'm going through, I'm not going to be considered in remission until they haven't seen any trace of cancer in me after 5 years. But the good news is, as of my first set of scans, post all my treatments, they don't see anything at the moment. Now, the bad news is it could always pop back up, right? But yeah, as of right now, they don't see anything. So I have like, and this was like the first time in a long time, that I've gotten at least that news that, hey, we actually can't see anything, because it was 3 years of, you know, well, here's this, there's this, there's this, this concerns us, that concerns us. So, so now I'm just kind of like, okay, great. Like, we can, you know, it's a little bit of a step forward. And now I just have to breathe easy until I get overrun with anxiety before I'm due for my next scan, you know, in a few months.
Well, but, super, yeah, super like, good prayers for you. Okay.
Oh, well, thank you. Know, I appreciate it.
You know
that.
What? I mean, and we, you know, like we all say, like, only today is promised, right? We could walk out,
absolutely,
God forbid, get
absolutely
hit by a car. We just don't know if there could be, you know, so many things. So kudos to you to keep going and to find laughter in everything that you do. And that's one of the things, you know, like my show is all about the brighter side of life and business, okay? But we know life happens, right? It's how we walk through it. It's how we
absolutely
wake up to it. It's our attitude. It's our mindset. And so I'm excited for your show. And of course, I'm really excited because Rubicon, again, is such a cool place. In fact, I am so excited to even share that they actually have a new patio, right?
That's what I was told. Yeah, this is
beer and
yeah,
wine and food truck.
Yeah,
I love it.
Like a barbecue truck. There's going to be a little outdoor patio with drinks. It's good. And this is actually my first time at the Rubicon, so it's like I feel like I'm spoiled. Like I feel like I'm on the other end. I remember like when I graduated elementary school, that's when they put in the brand new swing set, and we're like, really? This isn't fair, you know, and now I feel like I'm on the other end of it. I'm like, hey, my first time there, now they got the food trucks, it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
Well, I have to tell you, Rubicon is one of our favorite places, and and I know that they're celebrating their 25th anniversary season.
That's great, too. Yeah, how cool
is
that? Yeah,
so they've got all these series coming up, Venture Live, packed with one night and short run concerts. So, again, I am really excited to be part of this, sharing this, and of course, I can't wait to go there. And you know, it's such a cool little venture. It's such a perfect little quaint town, and to be able to get there. Yeah, so you're gonna have fun. So first of all, I want to give out our phone number because they let me give away some tickets, and
I'd
love to get all
nice.
My listeners there. Yeah, so I'm gonna like. Put it out there, 805-419-0008. If you want to laugh, because that is the best medicine, truly, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It really is, yeah. And I've got five pairs of tickets to give out to this comedy show this evening. And so all you have to do is text me at that number, again, 805-419-0008. And just write comedy, and I'll know that you are wanting to laugh. Also, you get to get there a little bit early and get there and have some dinner and some wine and some beer and some cocktails and just really chill and get excited for a great night. So I'd love to invite everybody
really
there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was kind of my goal, is like, how can I make funny something that is so serious and has hurt so many of us, right? And so it was a really great challenge, but I'm happy that I'm now at the point where I can go perform this hour. And yeah, especially at the Rubicon, I'm very excited for that.
There you go. And I know that who's hosting this, Quincy Johnson, number
six. Yep, and
Yeah.
And then a friend of your show.
One
of my best friends, Eddie Pence.
I didn't realize. Okay, he's a good guy. And
Eddie's great.
Funny.
Yeah, he's great, and he's one of my absolute best friends on the planet. So it's always a great joy when we get to work together. And now especially with this hour at this venue, it's going to be really. I'm very excited.
Very cool. And you also have another surprise guest, right?
Don't know yet.
Maybe not. We'll see.
We already have an awesome show ready, but it might be, there might be something else. But for now, we don't know.
All right. So very cool. Well, again, so tell us a little bit about your history and just who you are and kind of your journey.
Okay, great. Yeah, I mean, I'm born and raised in Dallas, Texas, and just started, single parent mom, and I kind of, my love of comedy began with her. She would sometimes, we'd watch Saturday Night Live when I was a little kid.
Love that.
Oh, it was the best. And on Sunday mornings, I remember I would sit there and kind of do my impersonation of one of Billy Crystal or Eddie Murphy's characters or something like that. And it would always make her laugh. And so I was like, this is fun, like making people laugh. And so then, in elementary school, I was like, well, let me see if I can make my friends laugh. And then that started, and it got to the point where in fifth grade, and it was just such a, probably one of the biggest moments of my of what was going to happen for the rest of my life, my fifth grade teacher, he was awesome, and he kind of saw, I loved cracking jokes, and he set me aside one day, and he goes, look, I appreciate you making jokes, right? He goes, however, I do have a lesson to get through, So he goes, how about we do a deal? He goes, if you don't interrupt with a joke when I'm doing my lesson and teaching class, every Friday I'll let you do 5 minutes at the end of the day for the of jokes for the class. And I was like, oh, deal, absolutely. And so I remember that was like the beginning of my stand-up career. And once I graduated high school, I remember there was this local comedy club that my friends and I would go to. We just loved stand-up. And they had a little placard on one of their tables. Like, do you think you're funny? Try our open mic night. And it was just like a bolt of lightning. Like, yes, this is it. And so kind of began there for sure.
I wish I knew I was going to be a radio host because I would have gone to school for it, you know?
Like, right?
I'm serious. Like, it wasn't even in my radar, you know?
Right.
And,
right.
I mean, I was like, wait a minute, I want to be on TV now, you know? But
yes.
It's totally cool.
But isn't that
cool.
Fascinating? Like, that you didn't think, like, when the, you know, and yet you're successful and you're happy. And it's fascinating how, you know, like, before you started this journey, if somebody had told you that's what it was going to be, you'd be like, what are you, crazy? No way. You know? And then, look, there it is.
But yeah. I, it's really, honestly, I so enjoy it because I get to talk to people like you. I get to find out the nitty gritty, their journey, like their thoughts and stuff, and really have a voice in our community. And so how much better could you be than that? You know? So
right.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Again, I am really excited. We've got some tickets to give away, and that is for tonight. So if you can get away from your plans that you already planned, or you want to just come on over and, get over on our show here, I will be there. So I get to meet you and be a part of what you're doing. But not only that, we've got some tickets to give away. So you can call in right now, 805-419-0008, and we'll take the first five for couples. Also, I want to remind you of their new patio, and it's just in time for this whole Ventura Live series.
Yeah.
But we've got Big Man Barbecue pop-up, and who doesn't love barbecue? I'm like, are
you
like,
I was about to say, you know what? Forget me. Just go for the barbecue.
No. We got a little good food and a lot of laughter. That's all good.
Yeah.
And if for some reason you don't win tickets here, you can just go to Rubicon Theater, and they spell it like I always say, like my parents are from England. It's RE at the end .org/ Ventura Live. It will all be in my newsletter also. Or you can call and get tickets at 805-667-2900. But not only that, if you use the code LIVE, you can get $5 off. So we got lots of stuff that we've got here. And of course, we're talking about tonight, 7 o'clock, and we've got the Jerry Rocha Comedy Hour. And I love that. And so, again, I get to see my friend Eddie Pence. He is hilarious also. And I can't wait to get you there.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much for this.
You got it. All right. Talk to you soon, and we'll see you in a little while tonight.
Yeah. Thank you. See you tonight. Thanks again.
All right. Take care. Right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, thank you so much, Jerry. A little bit about his life and a lot about laughing and comedy. And, of course, we've got those tickets. So call in right now, 419-0008. You can text us and write comedy so we can get you there tonight, 7 o'clock, Rubicon. You won't want to miss it. All right, we're going to take a really quick break. And again, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
And Hatton of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-419-0008.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, my next guest is Robert Feldman, and he's the CEO, president, co-founder of Wows Insurance Services. If any of you have experienced an insurance, well, maybe you've been canceled, maybe you can't get insurance anymore, or maybe you are needing some advice, you're going to want to listen to this. And of course, this guy's been 25 years of experience, and he is starting a new thing that can really help all of us. And let's bring him on. Robert, are you there?
Well, thank you so much, Kim, for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure you obviously know this buzz that's going around. Talk to us about what your thoughts are and what you're doing to make it a difference.
Well, right now, as it's been seen in the news, we're in kind of a tough spot when it comes to homeowners insurance across California. I've been an insurance broker, as you mentioned, for over 25 years. We launched a new insurance program to kind of change how insurance works in California. I would jokingly say, Kim, I think the insurance industry has been doing Einstein's definition of insanity. We've been doing the same thing over and over again for the past really 10 to 15 years and expecting a different result. There needs to be change, and that's what we're here to do. We have successfully launched a new program that will be copied, hopefully, over the next couple of years by multiple insurance carriers. It's terrible for me, Kim. They're going to copy me, but it's okay. It's the good for what we need to happen in California. Right now, as you've probably seen in the news, I felt like the boy that cried wolf forever over the last really 5 years before this happened. I watched working with multiple insurance companies and big reinsurance companies in all parts of the world. I was watching the problems that we're now seeing today. The non-renewals were coming. I knew they were coming, and I felt like the kid that was crying wolf. We're here
right,
now. The
right.
wolf has kicked the door down, and now the wolf's in here biting everybody, is that comment.
So
right?
Is there actually a solution to this problem?
Absolutely. Well, the good news is within the last 6 months, we have been able to help as a wholesaler. We work with retail brokers, but we also will work with consumers directly. We actually have been able to stabilize the market or help stabilize the market, bringing different carriers into place and working with reinsurance companies to launch this new program. I would jokingly say about 6 months to 8 months ago, there were parts of California that were really in serious trouble. Now,
yeah.
there are not just the California FAIR Plan, which we can talk about at great length, but we've also have other insurance companies for about 99.99% of the homes. There are
like
some
that.
Homes, I jokingly say, Kim, up in Northern California that still mm-hmm. have problems when you have an old wood shake roof or you have this thing called the old electrical system, knob and tube. If you're one of those two, I'm sorry, if you're that .001 that has one of those roofs or one of those homes, it can still be difficult for insurance.
Okay. So let's start off with what advice do you have for homeowners who have been notified that they're actually being, that they are not being renewed? Yeah.
Yep. Kim, one of the great things, and I'm going to just for everyone out there, I want to kind of give the technicality of non-renewals, if that's okay, and how it works.
Sure.
Insurance companies generally, approximately between 60 and 90 days prior to renewals, make an underwriting decision. By California statute, the insurance company, everyone's insurance company, has to, within 45 to 60 days, give you notification of whether you're being renewed or non-renewed. So it's not
okay.
a last-minute thing. Now, the State Farm situation, which all of us have read about, which is really kind of the scarier situation. State Farm, as you, hopefully a lot of people have seen or know, has issued a decree that they're going to cancel 30,000 homes across California.
Wow.
An example of a little city called the Pacific Palisades that are not familiar with Southern California. That's a
right.
small community just outside of Malibu. They're canceling 1,626 homes. That is 69% of the total homes in that market.
So, Robert, what do homeowners need to know and what should they be doing?
Right
they're
now,
scrambling.
Very
I hear them scrambling.
Scrambling.
Yeah.
Yep. We get phone calls. I mean, we appoint brokers. We're getting phone calls because there's a mad scramble. And one of the big negatives right now is there's not a lot of competition. It's more about who is able to write policies or to place things and get a policy in place. Right. right now, if you're with State Farm, you need to, as an example, you need to verify whether or not you're on that 30,000 list. The reason for it is non-renewals are starting as of July 3rd. Nationwide started as of June 1st for private clients. CSE is in the middle of a client, these are just examples, are in the middle of non-renewing everybody basically in California. Every insurance company is in some form of rate increase or non-renewal process. Farmers has different ones. Allstate has different ones. Every company is in this mix. So really what it's important to do is to make sure you really pay attention to really what's going on with your insurance. It's not a time, as I say, Canada, to put your head in the sand. You know, waiting to
okay.
see if you're going to be canceled in October of this year isn't a good way of doing it. The State Farm
mm-hmm.
agents, as an example, know who are being canceled and who are not being canceled. So it's you really want to make sure you're proactive. This is a market
okay.
where the reactive people are going to have a lot of problems as we get into next year, where the proactive ones are going to be safeguarded.
And they're going to be ahead of the game, basically. They're
got
okay.
it.
So talk to us about California FAIR Plan.
Yep.
California
FAIR Plan. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
California FAIR Plan is a policy that was designed in the early 60s, believe it or not, for the Watts riots, for insurance as a policy of last resort. It was created as a fund to be able to help get insurance for those that are not able to get insurance. Well, obviously, with all the non-renewals, this has become a lot more important subject for a lot of clients across California. And in a lot of cases, it really is a good fit, potentially. For if you're in extreme fire zones, it could be the only fit, though there are companies out there that are writing almost everything at this point is just at a different rate. The California FAIR Plan is a fire and limited peril policy without coverages such as liability, water damage, and other things that you can get through a different policy. They have limitations. The California FAIR Plan has a total coverage, or you'll hear in the slang term, TIV, total insurance value. The total insurance value of all your coverages cannot be more than $3 million. So one of the problems I would say came out of the way is homes aren't going down in price to rebuild these days. They're going up. We're seeing homes that used to be 200, 300, 400 square foot now cost 500, 600, 700 a square foot. There are sections of California that are above 1,000 a square foot. Well, the problem that you run into with the California FAIR Plan is there's a bill, SB 2756, that was passed. It was to make consumers aware that they can't underinsure through the California FAIR Plan. My joke is one of the worst bills that was written, but one of the greatest opportunities to fix insurance in California, Kim. It requires consumers to be insured within 80% of the time of loss, or it reverts to depreciation. But it also allowed us to build the WILDS program, which we'll talk about in a little bit, which is going to help fix insurance in California. So,
okay. So, in your opinion, Robert, what went wrong?
What went wrong is that there's a lot of things that went wrong. Is the problem. It's not a one subject thing, Kim. Obviously, rebuild costs did not help the industry. You know, skyrocketing rebuild costs are not helping. What's not helping also right now is obviously we've had over the last 10 years really horrific fire patterns. You can't have once in a 500 year fire every year.
Right.
And that leads into how we really need to talk about changing insurance. There's a lot of things that really cause vibration in the insurance industry that are simple fixes to change. Our program that we launched is really interesting because it's the first that will be in the California history that's fully transferable from sellers to buyers. So when a consumer goes to sell the house, the buyer will be able to assume the insurance. That should have been always the pattern.
That's a big deal. I did hear that too. People are buying homes. And then they can't get any insurance for it. So then they end up not buying it, right?
Or a very expensive insurance policy. The insurance market on the larger homes across California, really large homes, are going for as much as 5% of the total insurance value. Now, if you have a house, what that means for everyone is if you had a $10 million, let's say it's a 6,000 square foot house and it's a very expensive area and it's $6 million rebuilds, and the total insurance, when you add up all the coverage, is $10 million. These consumers are getting $400,000 and $500,000 renewals for their insurance right now. So having a policy fully transferable, Kim, is really important for the insurance company. It helps stabilize the insurance. The big negative of the insurance industry right now is proximity or spread of risk. And, Kim, I have to be full disclosure. Back in my previous life as a full insurance broker, I would get in trouble because I would get access to a market, and I would get access to capacity or the ability to write insurance. And I've been a speaker in the past for the California Association of Realtors on Insurance and Fire Zones, and speaking at the Malibu and the Monterey and different realtor associations, Santa Barbara, I would just simply walk in and talk about how I have this capacity, and I would put 25 or 30 homes in one area. Well, what happens when a fire rolls through, Kim?
Yeah, so talk to us about that. Yeah, and I know, I mean, we're in Ventura, okay? And I remember all the people that, literally friends, that their houses burned down. My house almost burned down. And, you know, and then when they ended up going back to the insurance company, they didn't even have the right insurance, right? They had done additions and all these things, and it's still – it wasn't the right amount. So talk to us a little bit about that.
It's really important. And this is a really tough conversation part. And here's why. And what happens is the insurance company, this is, and I'll give you a scenario. So I'm gonna poke fingers at all three of us, okay? And what I mean by all three of us is the insurance company, the insurance broker, and the consumer. All three. Insurance companies have, in a lot of cases, limited coverages. Limited, there are companies that will go up to a maximum of $2 million in the structure, as an example. So let's say over time you were in a home that had $1.5 million of coverage for your structure and needs to go to $1.8 million, and then 5 years from now needs to be $2.1 or $2.2 million. Well, the insurance company would then say you need to move on to a different company. Well, a lot of consumers don't move up their coverages. And the reason for it is the brokers, as a general rule, try to work with consumers and want to make sure, but some are also worried they don't want to lose their clients.
Right.
Because price becomes a part of it. Consumers, seeing rising insurance costs, the last thing that they will most of the case want to do is talk about raising their coverages to increase additional costs. So it's kind of a bag of everybody being at fault, if that makes sense.
It does make sense. So tell us about WOW's Insurance Services.
WOW's Insurance Services is an insurance program where we're going to change how insurance works. It's going to be things like I mentioned to you earlier. The WOW's program is starting out for larger homes. It's the more desperate situation. But the good news is we've launched multiple or helped work with multiple companies that are below our mark of coverage. At the same time, it will be copied, as I mentioned to you earlier, by everybody. This is going to be the kind of running joke. If I win this correctly, Kim, we're going to have a situation 5 years from now. You're going to joke around and say, I remember when Robert did this. It needs to change. The first thing, as I mentioned to you, fully transferability. Second thing is it's going to be built on 100 home, in essence, packages so that we can spread the risks throughout the hundreds, if not thousands, of insurance companies. So that never more than one in a fire for an insurance company. Because proximity is what really destroys insurance companies. You can have an insurance company, as we've talked about, that wants to risk $2 billion. That's a big number, Kim. $2
billion. Right.
So that might be 300 homes. Well, you can't have 300 homes in the city of Malibu or the city of Van Nuys or the city of Rancho Santa Fe or the city of Sacramento, where they're all on top of each other. What you need is, in theory, to spread the risks so that the insurance companies are never having more than one home in a fire. Now, I know this sounds different than what's been in the past, but this is what needs to happen to change. This is how we affect and make it profitable for insurance companies to be in California.
Right, but when you have a whole neighborhood, like when we had all our fires, I mean,
yep.
You lost thousands, and then, of course, I mean, it was a lose-lose-lose, right?
Well, I'll use the Malibu fire as an example. Malibu has 4,523 homes, last time I looked at it, by zip code, 90265. Kim, I'm kind of a joke around, I'm a numbers guy. I'll apologize if I misspell my name, but I'm good at numbers, is the joke.
There you go.
Even still, they barely had over 10% of the homes in that horrific fire, less than 10%. So what happens is, if you really get into the analytics of how there's hundreds and thousands of different insurance companies, building them into these pools spread the risk so that never more than one home gets caught into to an insurance company. That's a drastic change. It's the same money. So if you're going to spend $2 billion of coverage, don't have all, what's the famous line? Don't have all your eggs in one basket.
Correct.
That's the premise I've said for the last 10 years. Don't have your eggs in one basket.
So how do you do this, Robert?
We've already launched it. So those that are out there that are having problems, we can definitely help. We do, as we mentioned, a lot of wholesaling. We're on the wholesaler side for the new program. We work with brokers throughout California. We're going to affect change. And I use the word we, Kim. That's why we're here today, and I'm very thankful for being on your podcast. We have to get the word out because this is all of us now, Kim. This is all of us. Every one of you listening to this needs to realize this is all of us together to fix this because the other outcome is not great. The other outcome is losing insurance or having a rate for a regular consumer to pay $60,000 or $80,000 a year because they're doing it and it's a one per risk cost. That's what's being proposed in the industry right now.
Yeah, that is very true. So what's next for you?
Right now we're working with consumers throughout California. We're helping a lot of people. We've always been this way. I've been speaking at different realtor associations, different realtor meetings to consumer groups. If anyone listening would like to get a hold of us, I talk to HOAs. I talk to different people all the time with regard to insurance and the changes we have to make. So we just got to get there and continue to get there in that market is what I would say. meaning we have to get the word out. There's a lot of bad information out there right now, a lot of
all
bad
right.
information. Kim.
Robert, I thank you so much for sharing this information here on the Kim Pagano Show. How do my listeners find out more about this, and how do they find you?
Yeah, find me very easy. It's Robert at Wows, W-O-W-S, insurance.com. You can also see our website at wowsinsurance.com.
Great. Robert, thank you so much for joining us here. Please share our show, and after it airs here on the radio, download our podcast.
I will absolutely do that. We're going to try that to the website because we want everyone to hear your show, and we really appreciate it. And I want you to know, if we can come back or be of help in any way, if additional things, please let us know.
You got it. All right. Thanks again.
Thank
Have
you.
A great rest
okay.
of your day. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, my next guest, thank you so much for being here. And, of course, we have the pleasure of having Dr. Paul Burton. He is Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Amgen. And, of course, they have an FDA approval of a new DLL3 targeting immunotherapy, marks significant breakthrough after decades of minimal advancement. Let's welcome Dr. Paul Burton.
Hello, Kim.
Good morning. How are you, Dr. Burton?
Hey, good, good. Nice to talk to you. Thanks for having us.
Of course. And, of course, for our listeners right now, thank you so much for joining us and coming back from the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we're going to be talking about small cell lung cancer has represented one of the greatest challenges in cancer treatment, and with little progress against this aggressive tumor type seen in decades. And now, well, Amgen comes again, right, with a new treatment approach, and it's available for patients. So, of course, joining us is Dr. Burton, and we're going to hear a little bit more about it. And so welcome, Dr. Burton. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, why is small cell lung cancer so difficult to treat?
So, Kim, look, small cell lung cancer represents about 15% of all of the lung cancer cases that are diagnosed. So that means here in the United States, there's probably 35,000 people a year diagnosed with small cell lung cancer. And it's difficult to treat for a few reasons. One, it grows very fast, so it's a very aggressive type of cancer. It spreads, and typically it presents late, so patients only get to go to their physician, get diagnosed when it's in its late stages. And so that's why it's so difficult to treat. You know, the five-year survival for patients with extensive stage small cell lung cancer is probably only 3%. And when you think about that in terms of time, it means that on average, from the time that they're diagnosed with extensive stage disease, on average, they'll live for 3 to 5 months. So, you know, these statistics
they're
just
very aggressive.
Very aggressive.
Yeah, yeah. And Dr. Burton, tell us a little bit about you and yourself and who you are.
Well, so I am Amgen's chief medical officer. That is a role I have had the privilege of being in for just about a year now. I am a physician, a cardiothoracic surgeon by training in the United Kingdom. And I came to the United States in 2001. Actually worked for Amgen in my very early days of my career, then had some other roles at different companies, and then came back to Amgen last year.
Right. And are you still a cardiologist? Like, do you still have a practice?
No, I do not. Not anymore,
okay.
Kim. No.
Okay. All right. I wondered. Like, keep that name. No.
Yeah.
So what is the current outlook for patients with this new discovery?
Yeah. Well, so for patients living with small cell lung cancer today, they will be offered surgery if it's in its early stages. But for more advanced patients, they're usually treated with radiotherapy or chemotherapy. Now, many of those patients actually will respond well to both of those early on. But what cancer cells tend to try and do is to find ways to get around these types of treatment. And so the disease comes back, it's aggressive, as we've talked about, it grows, and they end up with extensive stage disease. And that's why those survival figures that we talked about, you know, are so bleak.
Right, right. And so FDA approved this, right? And it's the new DLL3, and it's the targeting immunotherapy.
Yeah, so in 2023, Kim, Amgen presented the results of a clinical trial with a medicine that we call Imdeltra. Now, Imdeltra is an antibody, and it basically has two arms to it. One of the arms grabs on to what you just said, a molecule called DLL3 that sits mm-hmm. on the small cell lung cancer cell. The other arm of Imdeltra grabs onto a patient's white blood cell, and it pulls the white blood cell into the cancer. And as it does that, it activates the patient's own immune system and brings about a really profound and very strong immune response against the patient's small cell lung cancer cells. So the patient's own immune system basically kills those small cell lung cancer cells. Now, I mentioned earlier that, you know, on average, we would expect these patients with extensive disease to survive for 3 to 5 months. What we were able to show, and we were thrilled with these results in this trial, is that patients treated with Imdeltra, on average, have 14 months of survival. So it almost triples that. Now, that's a
incredible.
It's incredible. It's another holiday. It's another, you know, grandchildren's mm-hmm. graduation. It's another event that somebody can experience. So we mm-hmm. think this is a potentially transformative new treatment option for patients with small cell lung cancer today. And as
beautiful.
Yeah, and Kim, as you mentioned, FDA granted us accelerated approval just very recently. They want additional studies to be done. We're committed to doing them. We're doing them now. We're committed to the patients, so we'll do those. But so now this new therapeutic option is available to those patients.
Wow. And okay. And so, are they still under their doctor's care, or do they go under almost like a testing? Is this testing, or is there actually?
No,
out there.
Yep. So we continue to test it in patients with less advanced small cell lung cancer. So we're doing those studies, but no, this medicine is now available. Patients can talk to their physician about it, their oncologist about it. It has severe side effects, and so they need to know about that. But we have a website where people can go and they can learn more information.
Okay, and so when you say severe side effects, what are you pertaining to?
So as I said, this is an antibody that really ignites the power of the patient's immune response, and when it does that, it can cause something that is called cytokine release syndrome. Patients just need to be aware of that. Their physicians will then manage it. They can also get other side effects. They can have aching bones. They can feel tired, things like that. So they need to be monitored and looked after during the treatment. But as I say, you know, it's now available, having had this accelerated approval by FDA.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, again, and thank you so much for joining us here. How can my listeners find out more about this, Dr. Burton?
Yeah, no, absolutely, Kim. So there is a website. It's imdeltra.com. That's imdeltra.com. Patients can go there. They can find out more information about small cell lung cancer. They can find out more information about Imdeltra, and then they can have that discussion with their physician, with their oncologist, and really think about what is right for them with their disease.
And it has, how do you say it,
Imdeltra. Yes, Imdeltra.
Has that been used for anything else?
Right now we're studying it exclusively in small cell lung cancer, but we'll obviously be looking at all the other ways that we can continue to develop this important and effective medicine.
Well, very interesting. And again, thank you for sharing the brighter side of life here on the Kim Pagano Show. Dr. Burton, thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you, Kim. You too.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, of course, the brighter side of life and business. And, of course, today we're going to be talking about saving for education but lack of awareness for the 529 plans. And I know that
so many times we put that money away, and then what happens if our kids or our grandchildren or whatever don't go to college? What do we do? And also, there's a survey that reveals only half of Americans are aware of the 529 plan, and most don't think they're saving enough for education. So, of course, joining us today is Andy Esser. And did I pronounce that right? Is it Esser?
Yes, you did, Kim. It's Esser.
Oh, good. Okay, great. And, of course, you are a financial advisor, and we're excited to talk with you. So, again, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, so talk to us. So what do we do? And is this a, we're at graduation right now. And, of course, sometimes that's a great time to start preparing, correct?
Well, a lot of people think that summer is away from school, but it can really be a great opportunity to have conversations about education savings and what the next steps are for children. Edward Jones, we've been doing a survey for 13 years to survey what people's savings has been for education savings and whether they're aware of the different vehicles that allow them to save money, potentially tax advantaged, to make affording college a lot easier. And to your point that you have mentioned earlier, if people end up not being college bound, it's been a question for a long time if you've got money left over in a 529 plan. But there have been enhancements over the past 7 years that make 529 plans more robust and flexible than they've ever been, enabling people to use funds in there for vocational and trade schools, for paying off student loans, room, board, technology purchases. So closing that awareness gap so people know the power of 529s and how they can play into a family's overall financial picture is the objective today.
I love that. I love that trade schools and even, technology, because all of that is a part of education, correct? So what does your recent survey actually reveal about Americans' knowledge of 529 plans?
Well, there is a lack of awareness about 529 plans and that they exist for people to facilitate those education goals. And only a quarter of people know that those funds can actually be used for more than just higher education, that they can go for trade schools. The reality is knowledge is power. Education is the key that unlocks knowledge. And higher education or just education through any sort of school allows people not just job security, but financial security that lasts for the rest of their life. 529s give people the ability to have equity and ownership in their education so that they have something not just that they're proud of, but that also is going to help fulfill their family's financial future.
I love it. And so let me ask you, why are 529 plans an important vehicle for education savings? So can you do this when your kids are just being born? You put a 529 plan away. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've got recent experience with this. I've got a six-week-old at home, and we're waiting for his Social Security card to come in the mail. thank you. As soon as we get that Social Security number, you better believe that we're going to be opening up a 529 plan, because the misconception is that you need a lot of money or you need a lot of income to have a 529 plan, and that's not the case. You can open a 529 for not as much money as a person might think. And importantly, it gives people the momentum to continue to save, making that lift a lot easier. And, unlike most parents, if my kid ends up getting into a terrific school, I want to be sure that that my child is able to go to that school, and I make that possible. So there are a lot of great schools it's got UCLA, and that's $14,000 a year to go there. But if a person hasn't had that conversation, started saving, average income in Los Angeles, $76,000, $14,000 is going to be a pretty big bite out of that family budget. Or if a person is like my best friend from high school, he was from a little town in Missouri and ended up getting into Caltech in Pasadena. Caltech this year is $63,000, and I can promise you, if the little town, the average income is not $63,000 where he's from.
Yeah.
So having that conversation, taking advantage of the greatest asset of time to close that gap and get started early.
Andy, this is really good. And my last question for you you say that you don't have to put a lot of money in there. What is the minimum that you can start with, and how much can you keep adding?
It varies by plan. California has some interesting plans, but one of the bigger misconceptions about it is that if funds go in there, that they just need to use their state-specific plan. Because California doesn't provide any sort of tax benefit for using that plan, it really puts it on par with the plans across the country. One of my friends ended up marrying a person who's a doctor in Los Angeles, and she's worried about liability protection should something go wrong in her practice. If she uses a plan from a different state, it might give her liability protections and the ability to put funds in there. It's not a whole lot of money to get that plan started. But where things come together, if people go to Edward Jones or edwardjones.com or consider doing an internet search, Edward Jones 529, we have 116 offices in the greater Los Angeles area to be able to help connect people, not just with what they need to do to fulfill their education goals, but how it comes to balance with their other goals, lifestyle goals and retirement. An advisor can be that essential ingredient to help make sure that people are making the right choices.
I love it. Andy Esser, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. Congratulations on your new baby and some really great knowledge here. And, of course, thank you again.
Thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we have tickets for Rubicon, their comedy hour tonight. I'd love to see you all out there. Call in. We'd love to do a couple giveaways that we can get a couple couples out there. And all you have to do is call right now, 419-0008. And remember, they have a new patio, food trucks. It's going to be so much fun. Call in right now or text me at comedy. And I'd love to see you all there. Again, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. I am constantly growing and evolving into a better person. I hope that you all, if that's your goal too. With that, I'll talk to you next week.